Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome back to the program. I'm glad you joined us. If you joined us late, hey, don't forget, if you have Radio.com app, you can rewind back 24 hours. You can listen to the whole program. Of course, Max is feverishly loading segments as we speak here today. You can catch those at KNSSradio.com. On the phone with me is Kirk Willie. We've been talking about some great wine. I have been sipping the wine of the week. I didn't do my work. It's not on the shelf at Jacob Liquor Exchange, but it will be. Any of your local merchants might have it or can get it within a day or two from our good friends at Southern Glaziers. And let's talk, before we talk about the IRF, let's talk a little bit about this wine since I brought it up, Kirk. This is the 2018 Blue Slate. Blue Slate coming from the stone-based soil, the slate-based soil where these grapes grew up. Highly awarded, 91 from Wine and Spirits, 90 from Wine Enthusiasts. This is just a perfect example of what can be made in Germany that is taking the world by storm once again.
Yeah, this wine, it comes from several different vineyards, I should say. We do a lot of cabinets that come from individual vineyard sites, but this comes from several, all on one long hillside of vines. It's coming from an area of Germany called the Mosel. That's the name of a river, the Mosel River. And the vineyards are on these really steep slopes that go down to the river. So, and there's quite a, I mean, they're quite steep. They go from, there's about 1,000-foot difference between the river and the top of the ridge. So that whole area, you know, you get different climates, that sort of thing. So this wine, because we want it to be light and delicate, it's mostly coming from vineyards a little higher in elevation. So it's cooler. So the grapes don't get too ripe. Hmm. But it's meant to be just a very bright, fruity, refreshing, zippy, crisp kind of wine to keep you going all day on Thanksgiving.
Man. And there you go. And I was just going to say, it's a good breakfast wine, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean that you should be drinking wine at breakfast. But on Thanksgiving, if you know, you've got the bird in the oven, and it's a really small bird this year because you only have two other people coming over, family members. But this is such the perfect food Riesling. Do you need food? Absolutely not. But, you know, I think it said, I'm losing my brain here. What did it say? Oh, it said perfect aperitif, excellent with seafood, spicy Asian cuisine. And I added especially Thanksgiving dinner, because this would take you, if you're only going to have one wine, this would be a perfect choice.
Yeah, you know, it is light and refreshing. You can drink. It's good cooking wine, meaning not in the food, but to drink while you're cooking.
Yeah, baby.
And because the little bit of sweetness, it's really good with all the sweet potatoes and all that kind of stuff on Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Makes a nice match.
I'm making. Go ahead.
And the low alcohol thing, you know, it's very typical in the Mosel Valley because it's very far north, very cool climate. It's traditional for them to have wines with low alcohol. And so we have this saying from the Mosel that, after a long day, you've been drinking a lot of heavy red wines, this sort of thing, you come to the Mosel and drink yourself sober again.
I love it. We touched on the idea of sweetness levels, and they've kind of evolved and gone back and forth. And even in our country, we've finally decided that actually today, Kirk, I think to find a Riesling that has the sweetness of old, you have to hunt, because dry has become big with Riesling, even from our country. But several years ago, Christ, it has to be 12 years ago when the IRF got together, and you were a big part of this and came up with the sweetness scale, the bar graph on the back of the label?
Yeah, it started in 2007 after we had a big Riesling conference up at St. Michelle called the Riesling Rendezvous. So a lot of people came together, and we said, the problem with Riesling for normal people out there is that it's the one grape variety that you can make it in all these different styles, from absolutely bone dry to a little bit off dry to a little bit sweet to sweet and to extremely sweet, because we also produce from moldy grapes this really sticky dessert kind of wines too. So we thought, wouldn't it be great if on the bottle, you know, somebody could pick up the bottle on the shelf, turn it around, see on the back, here's this little scale that tells you, so you know what to expect from the wine. So I think we have it on the Blue Slate, right?
Yes,
so,
sir. And the best part about it is a lot of people think, oh, well, you must have just tasted it and said, okay, we'll call this off dry or medium dry. But really, it's scientific. It's done in the lab. And I think it's so cool, Kirk. A lot of other grape varieties and producers are putting a variation of that scale on the back of their bottles for the same reason. And more information is a good thing.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize. I mean, a lot of wines out there have a fair amount of sweetness in them, but it's really about whether you perceive it or not when you drink the thing, you know?
Yep.
And in some ways, you know, if the wine is beautifully balanced, like I said about the, you know, the ripe apple thing, if it has sweetness in it, you know, so what? I mean, we love sweetness, you know, we're humans.
Amen.
But the scale here does give you, so you know what to expect, right? Because if you open the bottle, you pour a glass, you think it's going to be a dry wine, and then it's a pretty sweet, soft wine, and then you're annoyed and disappointed, right?
Yeah.
So, it's a very helpful tool.
I can't believe this, but I just looked at the beautiful bottle with Blue Slate Riesling from Dr. Lucin, and normally I sip about a half ounce or an ounce. I'm about a third of the bottle into it. I've got better put the screw cap on and save some for my wife.
It goes out easy, huh?
Oh, God, it's so good. Yeah. Kirk, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you letting me invade your Saturday. Love to have you on any time when either Lucin Brothers USA, if Ernie's back in the country, and get him on, talk about some of the beautiful wines in the portfolio. I'd love it if we could get Jay Christopher here, but I know we can order it and another part of the portfolio. And again, folks, if you want to learn about that, Lucin Bros, LOOSENBROSUSA.com. You can see the full lineup of not only German wines, but some others as well, including this Jay Christopher I just mentioned. And Kirk, thanks so much for being on the program today.
Well, thanks for having me, Guy.
Have a great weekend. Happy Thanksgiving, and we'll talk again soon.
Yeah, take care there in Wichita.
See ya. All right. You can get this wine at Jacob Liquor Exchange, but you got to call ahead and get it ordered. It's my fault. I could have made it happen, and I just dropped the ball. That's the story of my life. But I'm doing another Lucin wine tonight on my wines for Thanksgiving. I just picked four wines. Is that the only four wines that would go to your Thanksgiving table? Absolutely not. You should have probably all four of them. Even if there's just two of you having Thanksgiving, hey, if you can't party with your family, do that. Join me tonight, 6 p.m. Facebook Live. All the details and the downloadable tasting guide is at goodlifeguide.com. Doing a little Korbel Extra Dry, some Chapel Hill Sangiovese Rosé from Australia, Ernst Lucin St. M. Riesling from Germany, and then a good old California Old Vine Zin from my friends at Bogle. Four great wines. You got to be there. It's going to be a lot of fun. Facebook Live. And then don't forget, go get your bottle signed up at Jacob Liquor Exchange of Horse Soldier Bourbon. Buy some and join us on the 28th when Mark Nooch joins us for the 28th virtual tasting with bourbons from there. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next Saturday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.